This is the reading for April 5th. Psalm 95. Come, let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout praises to the rock who saves us. Let's come to Him with thanksgiving. Let's sing songs to Him, because the Lord is the great God, the great King over all gods. The deepest places on earth are His, and the highest mountains belong to Him. The sea is His because He made it, and He created the land with His own hands. Come, let's worship Him and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord who made us, because He is our God, and we are the people He takes care of and the sheep that He tends. Today, listen to what He says. Do not be stubborn as your ancestors were at Meribah, as they were that day at Massa in the desert. There your ancestors tested me and tried me, even though they saw what I did. I was angry with those people for 40 years. I said, they are not loyal to me and have not understood my ways. I was angry and made a promise. They will never enter my rest. Joshua chapter 1. After Moses, the servant of the Lord, died, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. The Lord said, my servant Moses is dead. Now you and all these people go across the Jordan River into the land I am giving to the Israelites. I promised Moses I would give you this land, so I will give you every place you go in the land. All the land, from the desert in the south to Lebanon in the north, will be yours. All the land from the great river, the Euphrates, in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west will be yours too, including the land of the Hittites. No one will be able to defeat you all your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forget you. Joshua, be strong and brave. You must lead these people so they can take the land that I promised their fathers I would give them. Be strong and brave. Be sure to obey all the teachings my servant Moses gave you. If you follow them exactly, you will be successful in everything you do. Always remember what is written in the book of the teachings. Study it day and night to be sure to obey everything that is written there. If you do this, you will be wise and successful in everything. Remember that I commanded you to be strong and brave. Don't be afraid, because the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. Then Joshua gave orders to the officers of the people. Go through the camp and tell the people, get your supplies ready. 3 days from now you will cross the Jordan River and take the land the Lord your God is giving you. Then Joshua said to the people of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh, remember what Moses, the servant of the Lord, told you. He said the Lord your God would give you rest and would give you this land. Now the Lord has given you this land east of the Jordan River. Your wives, children, and animals may stay here, but your fighting men must dress for war and cross the Jordan River ahead of your brothers to help them. The Lord has given you a place to rest and will do the same for your brothers, but you must help them until they take the land the Lord their God is giving them. Then you may return to your own land east of the Jordan River, the land that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. Then the people answered Joshua, anything you command us to do, we will do. Any place you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, we will obey you. We ask only that the Lord your God be with you, just as He was with Moses. Whoever refuses to obey your commands or turns against you will be put to death. Just be strong and brave. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent out 2 spies from Achaia and said to them, go and look at the land, particularly at the city of Jericho. So the men went to Jericho and stayed at the house of a prostitute named Rahab. Someone told the king of Jericho, some men from Israel have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and entered your house. They have come to spy out our whole land. But the woman had hidden the 2 men. She said, they did come here, but I didn't know where they came from. In the evening, when it was time to close the city gate, they left. I don't know where they went, but if you go quickly, maybe you can catch them. The woman had taken the men up to the roof and had hidden them there under stalks of flax that she had spread out. So the king's men went out looking for the spies on the road that leads to the crossings of the Jordan River. The city gate was closed just after the king's men left the city. Before the spies went to sleep for the night, Rahab went up to the roof. She said to them, I know the Lord has given this land to your people. You frighten us very much. Everyone living in this land is terribly afraid of you because we have heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea when you came out of Egypt. We have heard how you destroyed Sihon and Og, two Amorite kings who lived east of the Jordan. When we heard this, we were very frightened. Now our men are afraid to fight you because the Lord your God rules the heavens above and the earth below. So now, promise me before the Lord that you will show kindness to my family just as I showed kindness to you. Give me some proof that you will do this. Allow my father, mother, brothers, sisters, and all their families to live. Save us from death. The men agreed and said, It will be our lives for your lives if you don't tell anyone what we are doing. When the Lord gives us the land, we will be kind and true to you. The house Rahab lived in was built on the city wall, so she used a rope to let the men down through a window. She said to them, Go into the hills so the king's men will not find you. Hide there for 3 days. After the king's men return, you may go on your way. The men said to her, You must do as we say. If not, we cannot be responsible for keeping this oath you have made us swear. When we return to this land, you must tie this red rope in the window through which you let us down. Bring your father, mother, brothers, and all your family into your house. If anyone leaves your house and is killed, it is his own fault. We cannot be responsible for him. If anyone in your house is hurt, we will be responsible. But if you tell anyone about this, we will be free from the oath you made us swear. Rahab answered, I agree to this. So she sent them away and they left. Then she tied the red rope in the window. The men left and went into the hills where they stayed for 3 days. The king's men looked for them all along the road, but after 3 days they returned to the city without finding them. Then the two men started back. They left the hills and crossed the river and came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. They said, The Lord surely has given us all of the land. All the people in that land are terribly afraid of us.